This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The New South Wales government is set to unveil an emergency package to address gender-based violence in the state. A cabinet meeting was held today in Sydney, while police ministers and first law officers held similar gatherings across the country to address the crisis. The meeting identified the main issues that need addressing, including investing in crisis response and frontline services, and improving primary and early intervention. New South Wales Deputy Premier Prue Carr says details of the package will be released soon, which will be followed by medium and long-term investments in cultural change.
We will deliver an emergency package within days. We're not talking about months or weeks here. Within days, an emergency package, and then also we will be talking about the medium and the long-term actions that we need to invest in and drive as a government in terms of driving the cultural change to stop women from dying and to stop women from being victims of domestic violence, family violence, and violence in their intimate relationships.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government is trying to figure out the whereabouts of two Australian brothers who are currently missing in Mexico. Three people have been arrested in relation to the disappearance of Perth brothers Jake and Callum Robinson, along with American Jack Rode, who they were travelling with. The brothers failed to check into their accommodation 4 days ago while on a surfing trip. Concerns are being raised as Callum, who has type 1 diabetes, requires regular medication. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese told the Seven Network the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has been in touch with the family.
Our embassy in Mexico is working with local authorities as well to try to ascertain what has happened here. We certainly hope that these brothers are found safely, but there is real concern about the fact that they've gone missing. Their mother is obviously very distressed about this, and we're just hope for a positive outcome.
A man has been arrested after the personal details of visitors at more than a dozen licensed venues were exposed. New South Wales police were alerted to a website which had published the details of patrons who used their driver's licenses to sign in at 17 venues across the state. Officers raided a Fairfield West address in Sydney's West on Thursday afternoon and arrested a 46-year-old man. Police said in a statement that he is expected to be charged with blackmail. The US State Department is urging Hamas to accept the latest proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas says it's sending a delegation to Cairo to continue ceasefire talks. US State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the proposal answers many of the demands that Hamas made in previous rounds of negotiations.
Israel made a significant offer in this last proposal that went forward. They compromised on many long-held positions that they had taken. And as I said, met many of the demands that Hamas had said they needed to agree to a deal. So we believe it's now incumbent upon them to take the deal. The deal that they demanded, that has been offered, they should accept and move forward. It is Hamas that is the only barrier to a ceasefire right now, an immediate ceasefire, and we are waiting their response.
In AFL, Adelaide Crows and Port Adelaide Power footy players stood for a minute's silence ahead of the last night's game in honour of victims of domestic and family violence. The Crows won the match 78 points to 48. Port Adelaide senior coach Ken Hinckley said he's proud of the stance they made.